The first couple of weeks with a new pet are magical.
Say, come here.
Teaching a puppy to sit, chasing a kitten with a toy mouse. 3-year-old Hazel's feeding treats to her new 4-legged friend named
Hoss.
He's gobbling raisins and caramels because Hoss, of course, is a 9-week-old pot-bellied pig. He magically appeared on December 25th, but Hazel has an idea where he came from.
From Santa Claus.
Christmas Day for Hoss, Hazel, and her mom, Kirby Taylor, was pretty special. The day after Christmas, a tornado tore across her community, the small town of Nevada in Collin County.
She started screaming at the top of her lungs, and the pig jumped down off of the couch and started running in circles. And that's when I grabbed him and I grabbed her, and we went in the hallway, and I just threw a mattress out of the bedroom on top of us, and we stayed there until my dad came and they found us.
Kirby and Hazel live with Kirby's parents. Their barn was damaged and they lost power for a day, but the house was spared. The preschool Hazel attends wasn't so lucky. This I Know Christian daycare was destroyed.
It felt just like a death. You know, it felt just like we had actually lost somebody.
Kirby is a single mom who often works 2 jobs to make ends meet. She says finding This I Know, a place she trusted that was also affordable, was a godsend. Kirby also appreciates the compassion of owner Wendy Sanders.
I know there was one time that times were rough, and she's like, don't even worry about it. You know, you can give me the money when you can. And I know that she's done that with more parents than just me.
Sanders and her husband were actually in the process of selling the daycare to a new owner when the tornado hit. They raced to the building as soon as it was safe.
We just kept looking at that black and white checkered floor. This is where our kids napped and ate and played and learned. It's just, you know, it's a place where families grew.
Even though it will be rebuilt, Sanders says it's hard to look at the devastation.
I didn't realize how emotionally tied we were to the place until it was gone.
With the daycare destroyed, Kirby pieced together childcare that first week with friends helping out and her parents taking Hazel out of town for a few days. She wasn't sure about moving Hazel to a local church that will temporarily house kids from This I Know, and she couldn't afford the next closest daycare.
Like an extra $2,800 a year. I mean, I'm accustomed to working 2 jobs, but 3 would have been pushing it.
Luckily, a former teacher at This I Know has offered to watch Hazel during the day for the same price Kirby paid to the daycare. That's one problem solved. Nonprofits are bracing for hundreds more in 2016.
We are here kicking off a brand new year, and many people in our community are completely starting over.
Jennifer Sampson is president and CEO of the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas. Soon after the tornadoes hit, her organization set up a long-term disaster relief fund to help storm victims rebuild their lives. The fund will send money to trusted nonprofits that will help people who've lost homes, cars, jobs, personal belongings, and childcare.
We're going to be here for the long haul because we know that the days, weeks, and months ahead are going to be the biggest part of the recovery for the families that are suffering the most in our community.
Donors have already poured $150,000 into that fund. That will go a long way toward helping neighbors in need. Courtney Collins, KERA News.